Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio.
Professional football team. That's good. I like it. It's a good plan of attack.
No, it's a terrible plan of attack, and we're not going to do it.
You don't like it? I like the game plan. When did the game plans come out? I know I've been missing a few weeks here or a month or two.
I don't know. I don't know if you've read these manifestos for seemingly no reason at all.
When did the producer start the manifestos? A couple weeks ago? Opinion on college football there? I was having trouble following the argument. You think even if they do win, they're not going
to
get in?
I say that Clemson has got to win, which is very unlikely, to open up a slot for them. Washington would have had to lose last night, which they didn't do.
You revealed it.
So Clemson is the only way they have it, and that's not going to happen. So they do have a path if Clemson loses, but
of course they have a path. It's a golden road.
Well,
do you think they can win tonight?
I don't. If they get lucky, they can win. But I think Wisconsin is a better team, and they barely lost to Michigan, and they played teams that they beat. I think they'll lose just because I don't.
Turnovers, baby. Turnovers.
That's what
you can't predict turnovers.
That's what they'll have to do, but I can't see them winning. But it's going to be interesting either way.
I see that. And then the rest of the summary, in his little manifesto, did he say the Flyers are flying or something? Because they're just mundane and average.
Yeah, that's all they are. They're not rolling. They're not smoking, whatever word he is. They're going through the motions. They have 12-10-3, and they got nothing going for them.
Three in a row.
No, that's average.
12-10-3, we thought they'd be better through 25 games at 12-10-3.
Weren't you the one that was just raving about the Knicks being 10-9, how awesome that is?
That's it.
And the Flyers are 12-10-3, and now that's ho-hum.
It's ho-hum. Yes, it is.
I agree. Ho-hum indeed. Speaking of ho-hum, are we excited for the Christmas season?
I am. The Christmas season is actually underway and a lot going on, so you gotta be excited for it.
Nice. All right, bud, well, enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you, sir. You made your return for no reason. Thank you.
Yeah, I should have a few empty weeks now. The schedule's starting to free up a little bit.
It's sitting out. Good deal. Okay. Bye.
All right. Later.
Here you go. Gotta get rid of that. There we go. I have no smart intro for you. Look at that. You get a week off of my wonderful dissing intro this week. But you're out.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. It's good. It's a good week to be alive, right?
Every week, yes. But we'll see.
So, I heard the. Talk. I agree with you in that. I mean, if Clemson wins tonight, I think that's your four. I think Washington obviously punched their ticket last night.
That's the four. That's what it is. Clemson,
I think Penn State. They need. Yeah, I agree. I think they need Clemson to lose. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think Clemson's that great a team, but
think they will not win a game. But I don't think they'll get the championship. But they played it. They played a high-powered enough schedule, and they deserve this spot, and they're going to get it as long as they take care of business.
I will say, though, I love Penn State tonight. I think Penn State wins outright tonight. This is the type of team they need. I like the way their defense is playing. I like Penn State to win, like 31-20 tonight, something like that. Like 10 points, I actually like it tonight.
Well, I think the defense has been getting stronger as the year goes on. That's one thing about them. I think they've been able to balance out their attack. So those are two things that bode well for them tonight.
Yeah, I like how they're on there. I mean, I don't know what happened to this team, man. I mean, they were dead. 2 months ago, and they if you look at the stat, I mean, they're like, I think, I don't know what the number exactly is. I think since their third game or fourth game or whatever it is, but they have like a top 10 offense and defense in the nation. But
yeah,
both
I think
close
it's just
to
they
it.
Lost to Pitt in the second week, second week so it's just an amazing turnaround. You got to be happy for it, and I think the coaches, Jay Franklin, who everyone wanted to get rid of, deserves a ton of credit for what he's been able to do.
Yeah, but regardless, you know, it's exciting just to even have a shot at it. Even
they'll
if they lose,
get a green bowl.
I think they go to the Cotton Bowl.
It's exciting
lose,
to
right?
be ranked, to be number seven. It's good time.
Eagles talk real quick. I mean, I guess they are what we thought they were. Really, they're off. I mean, they just need some skill position players. I mean, there's just only so much you can do with a rookie quarterback, and no skill position players. That their defense was awful. I don't know what happened to their defensive line, but it's
they
just stopped playing.
They went up in smoke. They are playing nothing.
But you know. You
know
what you got to look at it.
It's a shame.
They get a last place schedule
this
year.
It's a shame that they started 3-0. It really is. We always knew that they were limited to what they
definitely fooled us a little bit. I was definitely in on the 3-0 start, but what are you going to do? But maybe they get a last place schedule this year, though.
Yeah, they're going to get a good 7-win schedule. Maybe they could win like 9 or 10 games if they get some good pieces. The things are looking up. I think they might win tomorrow. I don't see anything
yeah,
in the Bengals.
Yeah, Cincinnati sucks,
but
yeah, they might win that game. Cincinnati can't score.
I think they'll win only like 1 or 2 more games. I think they're only going to win like 7 or 8.
But we'll see. I mean, that finale against Dallas. I'm assuming Dallas is going to arrest some guys, so they might win that.
Yeah, they'll be 14-1, so there'll be no points to play anymore.
Yeah, they might. The sad thing is they might be 14-1.
I think they will be. I don't see anyone stopping them. They're just too good. But they've had something figured out that's a magical formula right now.
Yeah, they want to. I mean, they want a bunch of close games too. So it's. I mean,
they're eking them out, but that's what good teams do. Good. Quality
team. Absolutely.
They're going to make deep runs in the playoffs. They're able to eat them, though, so they deserve a ton of credit for that.
I'll tell you what, they better not win the Super Bowl. I don't know if I can take the Dallas Super Bowl. Another one.
No, it will be tough, but I think they got some deep competition. Seattle, I don't know who. Maybe Atlanta could beat them because of their offense, but I think they got a pretty easy run.
Yeah, seems that way. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you for your wonderful insight.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
That's it?
Yeah.
You rushing them off?
No.
Listen. The Cowboys are very beatable. Everyone wants to say, they are beatable.
Come on, man.
They could have lost to the Vikings the other night.
I watched second half. Tell me what is beatable about them.
They're not that dominant. They can be knocked out the very first week of the playoffs.
Oh, you think?
The very, very first week.
Who's going to beat them?
Any of those teams will make the playoffs.
Like who?
The Giants, the Falcons, Seahawks. All three, I just said.
Seahawks could beat them. That's probably the only one.
All three. Even like, I don't know if the Cardinals. The Cardinals?
No,
are they going to make?
No,
they
can't. Lions, come on. The
Lions could beat them.
They're going to play the Lions and they're going to.
Lions could beat them.
Something like 35.
No, that's not true. That's not true. The Lions could easily beat them.
Could we look at the playoff matchup right now?
And, you know, you're ripping the Flyers are a point out. They're virtually tied for the final. Like 27 points.
They should be in the playoffs, but
the 17, 28 points. The 16 had 27 points. They had 27. Like, the leader in the whole conference is 34.
They're just going through the motions.
I'm just telling you, like, they're fine. All the big news is they're saying here that the big thing out of the Sixers last night was they played Okafor and B together. I didn't see this. I missed every second of the game because I walked in your room. It was horrible, so I didn't bother. But I got to see these highlights. That sounds exciting. It's saying this is really good and exciting. And
it is, but they still.
Did you see any of that?
Well, they are. It's weird because it looks a bit clunky if you watch it, right, where they are and.
I feel like that's how it is with Okafor all the time. He doesn't know where to start.
Of course it is. Jai is like a, he's like a block of cement. There's nothing there. But even with Embiid, it's like even more pronounced.
So when did you find out that Washington lost, or won, I mean, by a ton? And I was watching an expert, so-called, say that that was a Colorado, I don't remember the name. You always want to know the names, and I don't remember all these no-name ESPN expert analysts.
Yeah, what do you think of Steve Kerr saying he is a...
I wanted to click that because I wasn't sure if it was going to be Tim Kerr or Steve Kerr, so...
No, it's Steve.
No, I had to click it this season. But 41-10, that's not very... And that's against the eight. That's pretty impressive.
They are a great team.
That's great. Now I feel like, you know, they're saying, oh, Washington, hold on to your hats. You might get bounced out. They might put two Big Ten schools in. I feel a little bit now. They just whooped off on the
eight.
I'm telling you, Ohio State is the one that's misguided here.
Wow.
It's the overranked. They're overranked.
It's about one.
Now, the one thing the guys said was, oh, they only lost one.
Michigan lost two. They lost one. That's the bottom line.
I'm not worried about Michigan. I'm worried about Penn State because they beat Ohio State and they're about to be Big Ten champions.
It's simple math. It's what it is. 2-1, one beats two all the time.
Except for the two beat the one.
What?
They beat the two lost team, beat the one lost team.
Flukes happen every week.
Oh, now it was a fluke?
A lucky game with, like, Grant Haley. Putting back the 2-point conversion happened every single week.
Ohio State was lucky. They really shouldn't even have gotten past Michigan State. I feel bad that happened. Yeah, they should be.
They won the game. That's all that matters. And you see,
and they looked horrible.
And you see, it's not about looks. So
it is. That committee says they go by looks and all.
No, they go by do you win the game? And do you have a shot in the playoffs? What else do you want to talk about? You said that you're going to go in, what, one more game, two more games?
Oh.
The year beloved football list.
Birds?
Yeah.
Well, they could now just cash it in. It'll be interesting because if they're done now, they realize if they see the writing on the wall, then they could lose this week and they could start losing a ton.
Yeah.
So, I'll be curious to see if they've reached that point. If they haven't reached that point, they could win this. They could beat like I said, they could beat everybody except for I think that Ravens game is like no
one. Oh, give me a break for that.
So, even if you win the four of the last five,
you're not in.
They're not going to be in, no. It'll be 9-7. It's not going to cut it this year. It's not going to cut it. Let's just look through, if we have a second here, to look at the NFL playoff picture.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a second. Let's go to the NFL playoff picture. My mouse is going skitter, skitter, skitter.
And remember, Tom Gold Arena at 2 o'clock p.m.
Now it's 2?
Yeah.
You said 4:30 or something like that.
No, 2 o'clock p.m.
You said 4 or 4:30.
It's 2 o'clock
p.m. I'll talk to Mom. Yeah, I'll stay in with you.
All right, we're back. You were trying to tell me that the Seattle game.
That was a good dialogue there. Well, how much did we miss? We don't know when it clicked off.
Seattle game was competitive. Come
on. Oh, no. Listen. We've had one game that was not competitive last week, okay? Every other game, the Seattle game absolutely was competitive. What are you talking about?
They outclassed us from beginning to end.
No, I mean... Look, what do we lose by? Not much, right?
It's 29-15. 29-15.
Was it?
Yeah.
Two touchdowns?
Yeah.
That's a little worse than I remember it, but I felt like last week was our worst week.
Well,
I think last week was not competitive.
We lost by two touchdowns last week.
Last week was not competitive kind of the whole time. The other games I felt like were all competitive. The three messed up, blown, the Giants, the Lions, and the Dallas. The Lions game was huge because it set the tone. We would have been 4-0, the talk in the NFL. We already were a huge talk. We were ranked fourth in the power rankings, which I know they're all important power rankings that you love. we were fourth.
Yeah.
And it did start the downward trend. And then the bye week came at an atrocious time, which we talked about the other night. That did not help matters at all because it has created a negative, you know, it just busted all that momentum they had going. I mean, there's a number of things we could pinpoint, but still, all that considered, the blown losses, this and that, you come down to last week's game, you win that game, you're in the driver's seat to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're in the driver's seat.
You
the teams
week,
you're playing
you
ahead of you, the guys ahead of you in the standings are the teams you're still playing.
Well, now that's
now all that's all gone.
Win out, though.
Now win out. The famous win out. Five to go.
To lose out.
The earlier you start using the term win out, or run the table, okay, which Tommy actually had no idea what run the table meant, which is surprising that he doesn't
what
know what
did
the
he
term.
Even talk about running
the table? I said something the other day, and I said, you can't be, once you start talking about running the table with five to go, you know you're in trouble. If you start talking about running the table with three to go, okay, five to go, come on. Barely anyone does that in the NFL, right? The NFL is a parity-driven league.
Well, even though
very few elite teams, and even this team this year with the quote-unquote elite team that's number one is very pedestrian.
You don't watch them.
I do watch them. They're annoying.
They're
not that good.
It's a balanced, almost unstoppable, great attack.
I mean, they are fortunate in that they have almost a recreation of the three-headed monster that won the two Super Bowls, okay, with the quarterback, the wide receiver, and the linebacker, okay? Then they have the best, one, arguably one of the best tight ends to ever play the game, all playing behind the greatest offensive line in the game.
It's not
that's
even,
a tough combination.
Not even about Dez, really, because he's just kind of having a pedestrian.
But when I know I'm going to get branded here, but when I watch Dak and Ezekiel, they don't seem like that much to me.
What?
I don't know if it's because of the stupid star, but they seem very normal to me. I mean, I feel like it's just you could plug anyone in behind that offensive line. They'd look better.
You think if we did Smallwood and Bradford?
I mean, look, DeMarco Murray 2 years ago behind us. What was he? He was the greatest
he's
in the whole league.
He's having a great year again this year.
He's having an all right year. How did he do last week? Poop.
They're playing against they won that game. That Matt Barkley had two drops. To end the game, the Bears
kind of
won that game, but they.
Matt Barkley did horrible?
No. Had a surefire touchdown drop. In the red.
Oh, someone dropped it?
Two drops in the fourth quarter.
Who was that against?
Against the Titans. So the Titans are 6-6.
Is Carr going to be the MVP?
No, I think it's Brady. Why not?
I don't know about that.
It's either Brady.
I really hope not, too.
Brady.
I really hope not.
You really hope it's not Clark.
All right, let's see how we're doing running backs, okay?
It's Zeke all day.
Is that what I was looking up? No, I forgot what I was even going
Yeah, that's what you were. It's Zeke all day, I'll tell you that.
Where's the cough button? My position, yeah. Is this funny?
Is your alphabet
by average? No, really. Yeah, this is alphabetical. I mean, come on. By yards here, people. By name. No, not by name.
By what?
This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Find the Markham Way. This website is
terrible. Oh, that's right. That's what I was doing. I forgot what I was doing. This is pretty bad. I mean, sorting by alphabetical. I mean, give me a break with this. How do you switch with these stories?
Quick find the Markham Way.
Alright, I can
do that. Do that.
I just want to see how he was in relation. I mean, if I'm going to see he's right there. He already has 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 4.6, so that's not horrible. And he's got 8 touchdowns. Actually, from a fantasy standpoint, that's a pretty dang on good year.
Pretty
1,043. Now let's see how our loser Elliott's doing.
He's down 1,700.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's going to be pushing. Does he have two T's in the back of that
name? He already broke the Dickinson
record. No, he didn't. Oh, for rookie? Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
He's got 1,285, not 1,700. 12 touches, 4.9 average. I mean, yeah, it's great.
It's great.
I
love Ted.
I mean, it's great behind that line. That's my point.
Well, a line should be able to protect their running back. You're just not used to having a good line. To be a line for the last 12 years. Or
12 years? I guess Grant is not going to call?
No. Frank is in the
He's
game.
Now giving up on this show?
Well, a lot of people have, but what do you ever do?
No cowpoke. I was wrong.
You got to revitalize it. Get some people on you.
Oh. You can get some hosts in it. You get some guests.
Yeah. It's so easy to just...
I can. Okay.
And then people will call, if that's what you want.
So we need time to get a tweet to the holidays. People are busy as heck in the holidays.
Yeah, in the new year, I guess we'll do something.
We can start with the champ.
By the way...
And he can advertise his fight.
When's he having a fight?
Yeah, he is. January, I think, maybe.
By the way... Somebody else called the show. Scott Francis.
Hurry up.
Congrats. 5 year re-up. Yeah.
Yeah, you hear any terms on that deal?
He's a radio play, luckily. They're not making any significant
money. I bet you they are.
They're probably making like $200,000
a year. Who cares? First of all, I wouldn't be surprised if he's getting more than that. He's very good.
No, that's it.
But I know there's a million people
that
can do the job.
That's what T-Mac. It's probably like 300 stuff. And John Crutt wants that. So you get
which is awesome. Radio or TV?
TV.
Nice.
You love that.
I do love that.
We're done. Bye. Get some people. It's so easy to get people. Just do it.
Roger.